Okay, we are at Sif Yud Aleph, which is a bit of an interruption. As I mentioned to you, till Sif Vav talked about Chatzitzis in the hair, and Zayin, actually till Tes Vav, talked about Chatzitzis of things that are wet. It interrupts here in Sif Yud and now Yud Aleph with the second topic, and we're going to try to appreciate it. I learned the Mechaber last week, but really didn't get into it, so let's just learn it again. The Mechaber's case is Chetz Oy Koitz HaTochit BeBasar, a splinter or an arrow which is embedded in the person's skin, the person's flesh. In Nira BeBechutz Chaitzeitz, in Eine Nira Eine Chaitzeitz. Now what's called Nira BeBechutz and Eine Nira BeBechutz? The Beis Yosef brings two pshatim. What the definition of Nira and Eine Nira is. So listen carefully, because otherwise you won't understand the problem with the shach. There are three ways a splinter could be in your basar, in your flesh. Could be protruding. Could be it's even with the skin. And it could be that it's in the skin. Like happens, it's frustrating. You try to pull out the splinter and it cracks in half. You got a piece deep inside and nothing even with the skin. So how do you define im nira b'chutz chaitzitz? What's the case that it's chaitzitz? Now, certainly if it protrudes, that's the very least that it's chaitzitz. The question is, if it's even with the skin, or if it's embedded in the skin, what's the din? So one side of the Beis Yosef is that if it's even with the skin, that's called nira b'chutz. If it's in the skin, that's not nira b'chutz. And that's the way we paskin. And that's the way the shach is going to paskin. It's the way we do paskin la halacha. Even with the skin is a chatzitza. I'll have to explain why. If it cracks off and it's in the skin, then it's not a chatzitza. There is another pshat that it's a chatzitza even if it's in the skin. It has to be eina nirav b'chutz, means when you look at it, the flesh sealed over it in order for it not to be a chatzitza. That's another pshat in the Beis Yosef, which the shach does not follow. And therefore, in shach tezayin, he paskins, the Beis Yosef nistapek bepirish eina nira. Beis Yosef is not sure. Does eina nira mean it's below the skin level? Or does it mean that it's sealed? So the shach v'nira l'chumra, the hainu, koshu shavah l'basa kari nira. Anything even with the skin, that's called nira. That's visible. And it's a chatzitza. And when it's stuck down, it's not nira. Now, if you learn the shach poshit, it sounds wonderful. Everybody tumbles on this, on the shach, not on his psak. The psak we all accept. Even with the skin is a chatzitza, deeper is not a chatzitza. But the words nira l'chumra are a mistake. That's not a chumra. The other side of the Ramah was even if it's lower than the skin level, as long as you can see it, it's a problem. Therefore, the v'nira l'chumra is a problem. Look in the Rebbe Kivager. Kivager is the last word on the page. V'nira. The Rebbe Kivager starts with the word v'nira. V'nira l'chumra. Eilei movin. The Rebbe Kivager says, I don't understand. The Beis Yosef mistapik in nira. Haynu shenira mishuka. It's just the opposite. If you're machmir, then mishuka is a chatzitza. And the answer to this is that it's a tosatfos. The printer who typeset this did not learn the Beis Yosef. He just typeset it. The early Rebbe Kiva Egers that were not on the page, that were printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch in a separate book, said Nira Lakula. The Zetzer, who's that's the page, they made a lot of mistakes, but they fixed things that were obvious errors. There were things that were obvious mistakes, so they just fixed it. So he wrote here of a Nira L'chumra. But that was not a Nira L'chumra. It's supposed to say Nira L'kula. Because the other tzad is that even if it's below the skin level, it's also a chatzitza. So that is the pshad here in the shach. And it's not an afkamina ladina, it's just an afkamina in the language of the shach. And it's supposed to say nira l'kula. I recently saw there was a cheirim, Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer HaYosha writes, there's a cheirim against fixing Toras HaTfos in the Gemara. We're raised, when there's a mistake, you make a da'at, and on the side, you make the correction. The Gemaras, we have it all the time. On the side, you make the correction. Rabbeinu Tam brings that it's a Cheirim HaKadmainim, that not to make corrections in the text itself. He says, unless it's an obvious thing, like a Beis and a Chaf, that were written wrong. But otherwise, you don't make corrections, because the corrections tend to need to be corrected themselves. So be that as it may, the psak here is an easy psak. It's a very easy sif. If a person has a splinter, and it's even with the skin, it's a problem. Below the skin, it's not a problem. Why is it a problem if it's even with the skin? Every bit of your skin is getting tefillah. We know when you stick a needle in the skin, no skin breaks off. It just parts the skin. So every part of your skin is getting tefillah. So the Rosh brought in the Beis Yosef explains that it's a mitzias. It's efsher to stick a splinter into your skin unless part of the skin gets pressed in with it. Like I mentioned last week, if you take a cloth, you put it over the top of a neck of a bottle, and then you stick in the stopper. So the cloth is going to get pushed in with the stopper. The same thing when you stick something into the skin, the mitzias is assumed that a little bit of the skin gets pushed in as well. And that's why if it's even, it's a chatzitza. If you pull out the splinter and it's only deep inside, so then the skin on top is all there, and then there's no issue of a chatzitza. Now this is the halacha that says here, they get the splinters. Alright, this shaila seems like an easy one, doesn't come up that much. The women usually take a long bath, soak it, and pull out the splinter. But as we'll see in a minute, it has ramifications. Yeah. No, you could see, you can't recognize it. But it's there. We know the skin is covered. On the contrary, to the eye, it definitely looks covered. You see, there's a splinter there. If you take it out, there's no issue. Because the skin closes back. We're talking now where it's still in. It's still in. If the flesh closed over it and you can't see it, there's no shayla. Shayla is when you can see that there's a splinter there. And that's where the issue. It doesn't say the tiny splinters we have, which you're right, you probably wouldn't see a difference. It says an arrow or a splinter. Okay, now. Yeah. Pushing in would be a wonderful thing, because as long as it's pushed below the skin level, you're okay. That's what we're saying. What? There's no hakpada. Well, there's achpad on the splinter. So, okay, I guess it's like a secretion type of thing where it's all part of it. No, muta shena makrit is not chaitis b'di
evet. No, but the skin is not getting
tight. If the skin is covered, then you're not makrit, it doesn't matter. It's covered by the piece of wood. Now, Taz Tezvav brings that if the krum grows over it, if the skin grows over it, then there's no shiloh. If skin grows over something, like I mentioned last week, some of the ports that they do for dialysis patients, where the rubber is all below what the skin below the skin level, the skin on top is complete. So even though you could see it, you see the bump. So that's not an issue at all. Now, here's where this becomes a bit of an issue. Let me first tell you the Lamaisa and then the Lamdas. Ramesha has a very sadistic tshuva. It's tshuva tzadik zayin in the first ara igros Ramesha. It touches on many dine chatzitza. The topic is temporary fillings, which we discussed in the past. Legabi the kula of eina makpedes. Ramesha's kula in the temporary filling is that if it's comfortable, anything that's comfortable is called eina makpedes. Similar to the sayar that we discussed back in Sivav. And that's a heter in temporary fillings. However, in Nigros Maisha, he discusses in different anafim, different heterim. So the Makpedes issue, don't bring it up. That's a separate inyan. Ramesha's makel because of that. But Ramesha brings the Shayol had another reason to be makel on a temporary filling. He said, let's see. In the case of a temporary filling, What happens? You have a hole in the tooth, and that hole is filled with something. That filling is even with the top of the tooth. If it's done properly, it doesn't jut out above the tooth. It's even with the top of the tooth. So what's the din? If I have a splinter in my skin that's even with the skin, really it wouldn't be a chatzitza. Why is it a chatzitza? Because the Rosh says it's the efshir that some skin doesn't get pushed in. By a tooth, that's not true. You can't say it's efshir, part of the tooth doesn't get pushed in. The tooth is hard. The tooth is solid. So therefore, right, when you put the filling into the tooth, it should be like a splinter in the skin, where the only problem is some of the surrounding skin is swallowed in, is pushed in. But as far as the hole itself, if you break it off, and there's no skin sticking in, there's no water getting in where the hole is, so we seem to establish here that you don't need that. When you have a splinter stuck in, and don't think of a tiny splinter, think of an arrow, right? It's an arrow. You have this big arrow that's stuck into a person's skin, and not good to look here for an arrow, but he's got it in the fat part of his skin, and he's got a little bit of an arrow, he broke it, and the arrow's under the skin. So now, there's no water getting in where the arrow is. We say that doesn't matter, because that's an area that's normally balua in the body. The skin is all getting a tefillah. So besides, the filling should be the same thing. In the case of the filling, we don't open our mouths. The water doesn't have to go in. It has to be uroi labias mayim. So we imagine water goes in. If water goes in, all of the tooth that exists that's normally uncovered is getting water. Is uroi labias mayim. What's covered? The inside of the hole. The inside of the hole is a makam balua. It's like the inside where the arrow is. So therefore, the shayel said that therefore it sounds like a good heter. The Rosh's problem that some skin gets pushed in is not true by the tooth. No tooth gets pushed in. So as long as it's done properly and it's even with the top of the tooth, this should be a new heter, a separate heter for a filling, a temporary filling in a tooth. This is his argument.
What does that mean? It just can't go over another tooth.
If it goes above straight, maybe you're right. If it goes sideways, that's what you're talking about. What? If it goes above and overlaps, that's a problem.
Can't overlap.
But as long as it doesn't overlap, that should be okay.
Because then it's covering another tooth.
If it overlaps, it's covering a part of the tooth which needs bias mayim. So then it's a problem. Right. If it overlaps, it's a problem. As long as it's even, it should be good. I'm not talking about a crown. I'm talking about a cavity. A filling. All right, this is, yeah. He does care. He wants the splinter out. She wouldn't. Well, the splinter is covering it. You don't want the splinter there. A person has ink on the skin. He doesn't care if the skin gets water. But he doesn't want the thing that's covering it to be there. Here, too. The splinter is covering it. You don't want the splinter there. Now, I don't care if the water gets on this part of my skin, but the thing that's on it is something that I desire should not be there. But that's what it appears below. It doesn't matter. All right, so this is, now here, you have to see the godless, or Moshe writes in one paragraph, in two paragraphs, he writes the following. He says, well, let's learn Sifyut Aleph. So the heter by the tooth sounds good to all of us. So let's put it aside. Let's learn the way Ramesha learns Sifyut Aleph. Sifyut Aleph says that when you have this splinter stuck in, you break it off, it's under the skin, no problem. It's not an issue. The way we're saying what's underneath doesn't matter. That's Sifyut Aleph. Then Keitzai Tochem Abasar, in Nirvavachitz Chaitzitz, in Menanera Eina Chaitzitz. So L'chayra, we have this rule that if you're covering something that's underneath, it doesn't matter. Frek Ramesha, this sif appears to be a stira to sif chav beis. In sif chav beis, we have a four-word mechaber. Aver ubasar hamiduldalim chaitzitzin. An aver, God forbid, or a piece of flesh, which is hanging, is a chatzitza. Now what does that mean? It's a little gruesome to talk about an aver that's hanging. So I'll talk about some skin that's hanging, okay? Not so pleasant either. But a person gets a cut, And part of the skin gets a deep cut, and part of it is hanging off. The first thing you do is try to push it back, right, because it hurts. But for mice, it's dead skin. You have a piece of flesh that got a cut. The person got a cut on a fatty part of his body, and there's something hanging. It's chaitzitz. Now, why is it chaitzitz? Now, according to the Taz is going to have a pshat that we're not talking about now. The Beis Yosef pshat, the Beis Yosef, the Bach, they say, why is it a chatzitza? Let's see. You have a piece of skin that's hanging. So it's hanging. The water can get under it. We're not talking that it's tight. It's meduldolin. Meduldolin means it's hanging. So you have here a piece of skin that peels off, and it's hanging out. You get it sometimes with the side of your nail, right? You have a piece of dead skin that's hanging. So the hanging part that's detached, who cares? The water gets under that. That doesn't matter. LMI, what is it that we care about? The place it's attached. The spot it's attached, it doesn't belong there. That's going to be removed. When it's removed, what remains there is a piece of skin that's now exposed, which wasn't exposed till now, but now became exposed for the first time in its existence. And that part, the water is not coming to. That's what it means. You have a piece of skin hanging. So water gets to everything. Just since you're going to cut off the dead skin, you're going to remove the dead skin, what's under it now becomes exposed. That part needs BS mine. So Tramisha, 1 minute, what is that place? That's a place that till now was a makam balua. Till now it was a covered place. From the time the person had skin there, it was covered. The flesh was covered. And it's still covered. Still, since the covering has to be removed, so that spot already needs BS mine. So it's like Tramisha, so same thing here. You have an arrow stuck into someone's skin. Now, there's a makam balua under the arrow. You're going to remove the arrow. You're not going to leave it there. You're going to remove the arrow or the bullet or the whatever it is. You're going to take it out. The part underneath is going to be exposed. Why, if I have an arrow over something, we say the part underneath doesn't need B.S. Mayim. And if I have dead skin over something, we say the part underneath does need B.S. Mayim. Manishtana, what's the difference? The arrow, we say the part underneath doesn't need B.S. Mayim. It's a makam balua. And the hanging skin, we say the part underneath does need BS Mayim. What's the difference? Yeah. So a wart is the Ramon Sifchav Beis, and we're going to wait till we get there. But it's talking going to be the same type of issue. If you plan to remove it, like this dead skin, that it should be an issue. There is such a clown, but it only when you're makbid, you don't want it there. It's a chatzitza. When you hold the lulav and you have something made out of lulav, it's not chatzitza. But when you're makbid, you don't want it there. Then it is.
Why can't we say that the same as yanalach? Because we say
ha'omed. It's similar. That's really the same idea of oimid chatzitza. So the question is: this arrow is oimid to be pulled out. So why don't you need BS Mayim? No, anybody have a teretz? So think about what you said. Okay, Ramesha writes, there are two possible ways of answering the stira. He holds the correct answer is what Dr. Hamawi is saying, is that there's a basic difference. When you pull out the arrow, what's left there is a makam balua. Now, right now, it's going to be exposed, but it's going to heal. It's again going to become a makam balua. So there, we're saying, it doesn't need B.S. Mayim. What's underneath doesn't need B.S. Mayim. Masha'in came by the dead skin. When you pull off the dead skin, what remains is now the skin that's exposed. That's going to stay there. That's going to become your new skin. So Zotra Vaisha, something that's going to heal and become sealed, that is the halacha of Sifyut Aleph. Something that's going to heal and become sealed, that's Sifyut Aleph, that you don't need Mayim. Something that won't heal, it's your new surface, that's Sifchav Beis. That's Sifchav Beis, and it is a problem. Sounds geschmack. But what do we just do, Zotra Vaisha? If the reason of Sifyut Aleph is that it's not chaitzitz, is because it's going to heal. Teeth don't heal. A cavity in a tooth doesn't heal. When you have a cavity, that's the new surface. You might choose to cover it with amalgam. You might put something over it. But as far as the body is concerned, that's the new surface. Zokr of Maisha, this heter is not a good heter. Because Sif Yod Aleph is only true because when you pull out the arrow, that new area is not new surface area. It's only temporarily a surface area. It's going to heal. It's going to heal. It's going to close. It's going to be a Mokum Balua again. Temporarily, it's a Mokum Sheina Balua. That's the heter of Sif Yod Aleph. We see from Abraham Adoldo that in a place where it's not going to heal, that's not the pshat that it doesn't matter. There it does matter. So, see how Rabbi Shimon learned the Sif? This is a one paragraph in the tshuva of Ten Anafim. But that's what? A permanent filling should also have to say this heter doesn't apply not to a permanent filling, not to a. There are other heterim of Enamak Pedis, which we discussed last time, we'll discuss again. But this he calls the heter Ashlishi in his tshuva, this is Anaf Dalet. But he calls this heter, the heter based on Sifir Aleph. You don't learn Sifir Aleph right. The heter of Sifir Aleph is because even when you pull out the arrow or the splinter, the now newly exposed area is not going to stay an exposed area. It's going to heal and it's going to become sealed. What's the svara to that?
Because it's not going to be a
makam magula. If that's a makam magula, you cover it permanently. If you cover something permanently, it becomes ice magula. Do we have such a thing? Have you taken outside material and you cover something? We have that. It's called enamak pedes. But I don't think we ever have that. If you take other material, you put it on a body, that it becomes part of the body. By some that is skin grip. If it's living skin, then it's part of the body. If it's dead skin, then it's no different than plastic. All right. If it becomes part of the body, then there's no question. If a person's finger becomes detached and they reattach it, so it becomes bosachai. An aver mace is metame, and if you reattach it to the body, so Rashi has a tshuva about it. Somebody who had a finger reattached, is he allowed to shake hands with a kayan? Right, an aver is metame, metame kemace. An aver mace is not. So can you shake hands with my shoulders? He can shake hands with a kain. He can be in the same oil as a kain. What? Without plastic gloves, yeah. So this is the way Ramesha learned up the sif. It's the way another god learns up a sif, and that's what comes out.
He has a kasha by the filler.
What?
Kasha.
So he's saying by the filling, this heter is not a heter. That's his maskana. He has other heterim. Temporary filling, he has the other heter. If it's comfortable, that's called enamak pedes. If to your mouth it's comfortable, you're not upset it's there. So Ramesha had his rule that a band aid is a chatzitza because people would rather it not be there. They're stuck with it. Nobody wants band aids. So it's a chatzitza. But somebody that's comfortable, so that's Ramesha's first heter, that a dover she'enamak bid is okay. But nafkamina is if it's uncomfortable. Let's say the filling has sharp edges. Ramesha holds it's a chatzitza. If you would have this heter, it wouldn't be a chatzitza.
There's obviously no svara that at the time when you came to Tame, the makam of Balua was a makam heter.
That's you get the cavity later?
That was a makam that required what? That did not require my...
Apparently that's not a heter. Okay, so this is Sifir Alf, yeah. Right, so we're going to learn that dead skin, as long as it's still sealed, it's not peeling, is not a chatzitza, it's still part of the body. Even though a scientist would tell you the cells are dead, but as long as it's not meduldal, it's still part of the body. We all have on our heels what appears to us to be dead skin. But if it's not peeling, then dead skin is still part of the body.
Once it starts peeling,
right. Then it's a problem, yeah.
But my point is that underneath it, what you're looking at is skin. It's not really balloon. Whereas...
But therefore what?
The skin of the filling, it is the balloon, which never...
You're saying a good chilek, but it doesn't make a difference. It's a difference. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't answer the steer between Sifya Av and Simcha Beis. When Moshe is answering the steer between Sifya Av and Simcha Beis with his gather. So it has to heal. Okay. All right, now there is... yes. Ramesha holds that a filling that's uncomfortable, if you have to get it fixed because the dentist said so, I don't know. But if it's uncomfortable to the tongue, it has sharp edges, it cuts the tongue, there Ramesha holds it's a problem. Now, the thing I'm misupik about when we finish Sefer Aleph is when women have a port or something put into the body. So we're saying now is that it's not a chatzitz, it's a chetz tachov. If it protrudes above the skin, it's a problem. Even with the skin is a problem. But if it's put below the skin level, you have, like I said, women who have to have different types of chemotherapy. Men also have it, but the showers by women have to go to the mikveh. The question is it a chatzitza? So we assume that it's not a chatzitza. Again, there's more than one reason. There's a rule of Heino Revise, which we haven't learned yet. We're going to get to. But as far as this heter, the heter of Sefer Aleph, if it's below the skin, it's good. What happens if the metzias, I don't know what the metzias is, if the fact is that when you remove the port, it's going to heal, so that's Sifir Aleph. What happens if when you remove this port, it's so big that it doesn't heal by itself, it has to be stitched in order to heal? That means that it's somewhere between Sifir Aleph and Sifchav Beis. Ramesh's geder between Sifir Aleph and Sifchav Beis is that Chav Beis, that's the new surface, and therefore it's chaitzitz when you have dead skin, because when you take it off, that's the new surface, and there it is, a chatzitza. And so if you know if it's going to heal, it's not a new surface. So I'm a subic, what about a port where if you just remove the port and you let it be, it's not going to seal, it's not going to close up. I mean, eventually a scab will grow over it, but the new surface by itself, it's not going to close, the skin won't close over it.
Right now,
is that Sifchav Beis because the skin won't close over it? Or since the derech is to put stitches, so Mamela, his skin's going to close right over it. Right, that's good enough. What? It's going to remain open.
The cut will always close, actually.
No, if it's open, if it's open enough, it doesn't close. Something new grows over it. It's not that it closes, that it stitches together. Something new. Abraham Adoldal also, something new grows over it. A person later loses an arm, something new grows over it.
That your Abraham Adoldal detached. That's different. You have a very big opening and leave it open.
Yeah.
They close it because they're afraid of infection.
But I'm saying, isn't that like Abraham Adoldal or Bas Adoldal? Everything closes. Abraham Adoldal also is going to close. But we're saying it is an issue by Abraham Adoldal. But in this aspect, it's similar in that it's going to need something new to cover it.
Maybe today the port is covered with skin.
Okay, maybe you're right.
The port is covered totally with skin today.
If it's covered, it's not an issue. I meant the dialysis ports I see are covered. The other catheters, the ones in the chest, they're covered or they're exposed? Yeah, the Hickman catheter is exposed. So that's a problem. Yeah.
Like,
all right, we'll talk about it. The Hickman catheter, the chemotherapy catheters, are, as long as a woman needs it, we're going to talk about a heter of Heino Revise, Tshuva in the Meshav Dover, which we're going to get to. I just don't want to leave anybody, based on Sifir Aleph, it should be a chatzitza. I don't want to leave somebody going home saying it's a chatzitza, because there are other cheshbainos which will make it acceptable, until the point comes, Bezos Hashem, where the doctor says you don't need it anymore, we're going to remove it. Then it becomes a chatzitza. Once it's going to be removed, there's no Heino Revise. So that's the issue. But all right, Sifir Aleph is this case of Chetz. Now let's move on to Sifir Beis. Now we return to the issue of liquids on the body. Yud Beis through Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. These are all these in Yanim. First Yud Beis. Now Yud Beis is tough. The words are easy. L'chluchei Zaya. If a person is sweaty, that means a person sweats. Now everybody sweats, but sometimes you sweat so much that it leaves l'chluchei tzaya. I'm not sure how to translate exactly, but it means there's some filth that's on the body from sweat. So the halacha is einam chaitzitzin. It's not a chatzitza. Niglad kiglid chaitzitz. If you sweat that much, that it forms a skin, a glid, is a skin or a thin layer that can be picked up. So then it is a chatzitza. Why? What's the reason that lichluchei tzaya are not a chatzitza, and when it becomes kaglid, it is a chatzitza? So here we have two possible pshatim, and a tremendous nafkamina between them, and this is going to be a continuous issue in all liquids. The Bach says, and the other week I read to you, Mishnah Brura seems to say the same, that wetness on the body is not a chatzitza because the water gets under it. The water gets under it. So the Bach says, because the lach, the water penetrates. If it's keglid, it's yavesh, then it's a problem. That's the way the Bach touches up this mechaber. Now, I have two problems with this. One is I don't understand it, which is not enough to ask kashas. I just don't understand what it means. If I have wetness on my body, I put it in a mikvah, I take it out, and it's still where it was, the water penetrated it. I don't know what that means. If the water got under it, it will wash away. What does it mean? It's wet. So obviously it doesn't mean it's watery. It's maybe like saliva that has a certain thickness. Is that the mitzias? You put it under water, you pull it out, the water gets under it, and it doesn't wash it away. It just lands right back where it was. I just don't understand the mitzias.
It's not that water.
I don't know. Maybe that's what he means. That's not what the words are. It can't be. We're going to say about yai and the tit. These things don't become part of the mikvah. Tit maybe. There's a mission about tit, but so I'm not sure. But that's not my main issue. My main issue, I mean, that's my issue. I don't understand it. However, my issue is the Sidrei Tara here brings the lashon of the Mefarshei Mishnayos. The Mefarshei Mishnayos say on this, wrong page. Sidrei Tara is Chaf Ches, a Chaf Zayin. He says, why is glid a chatzitza? Now, according to the Bach, it's Pashit. When it's wet, the water penetrates. When it's dry, it doesn't penetrate. But the Sidrei Tara in Chaf Zayin says, Pirish, he's quoting the Rash and the Rosh, the two Mefarshei Mishnayos. Pirish kishiyeh zeya maruba al besara misyavish unasa kamin glid. Says when there's a lot of zeya, it dries and it becomes kamin glid. Now that language, when there's a lot of zeya, now what does he mean? When it's a small amount of zeya, he could mean it's small amount of zeya, it doesn't dry. That means it doesn't dry, it could be. But the Chachmas Adam's lashon is this lashon, that when it's maruba and it's misyavish, it matters. It's that, now the question is, if it's a small amount and it's in Siyabish, does it matter? The way I would learn, I'll tell you why, is that the difference between wet and dry is a difference of kepeda. When you have a dried film of sweat on your body, you're a makpedis, you're a makpid. When it's sweat, so people are not as makpid. Now, we have to know, today, everyone's makbid. Sweat is the thing, you know, like the 9 days, nobody could exist without a shower every day. So we live in a different time where we have plumbing and it's a different existence. However, in the time of Chazal, maybe the difference is if you're makbid or not makbid. Look at the Ramah and Sif Yudalit. The Ramah is going to say about liquids, we have to get to it. Miyumi makpedes, afilu dovralachaitz. How is the Bach going to stim with that Ramah? The Bach is not mechuyev to stim with the Ramah. But we're passing it, we need this Ramah. When we have this idea that a wet thing is not a chatzitza, so if you understand like the Bach, that water penetrates, who cares if you're makpedes? It sounds like the more correct pshat is that if it's wet, it's not a chatzitza, the women were not makpid if it's wet. People sweat, it's wet, that's the normal the way it is. When it gets dry, it glid, everyone's makbid. And that's why, only if it's meruba, if it's a lot, it's a problem. A small amount that dries, that's on the body. People have a small amount of sweat that dries on a spot of the body. It happens, especially the sweaty parts of the body. If it's a lot, you're makbid. If it's not a lot, you're not makbid. So I would prefer to learn Sif Yud Beis, that it's totally, it's a geder of makpedis. That if there's a, if it's dry sweat, then a person is makpid. If it's wet sweat, then a person is not makpid. Nafkamina. If it's a small amount of sweat and it's dry, according to the Bach, it's a problem. Because the Bach says dry, the wet is only mutter because the water penetrates. But the way I'm understanding, no, it depends if you're makpid or you're not makpid. And since, and it's an amount you're not makpid, so therefore it's not a chatzitza. So this is your beis, your gimel, your dalet as well. This is my problem throughout this whole series of sifim, is how do you understand? Do you understand the geder is wet, is penetrated by water, like the Bach says? Or do you understand that wet, people are not so makpid? Like I think the Raman Sifya Dalet is saying. He's going to say, if it's wet, he's talking about mud, mud on your skin, mud, people are makpid. If it's wet, so people are not as makpid. If you're makpid, then it's a chatzitza. If we say it penetrates, so even if you're makpid, it shouldn't be a problem. The water penetrates. The Raman Sifya Dalet, okay, your beis, your gimel, your dalet, tesvav, they're all, let's see, your gimel, your dalet. Okay, let's just see the cases. Your gimel is a slightly different case. Milmulin sha'ala basa chaytetin. Milmulin is sometimes after you work with things, your hands are a little dirty, you go like this, so you get these little milmulin, right? That's what they are. On your skin, they're a little sticky. You try to wash it off, they stick. So milmulin, those little round things that get on your hand, so that is a chatzitza. All right, not so hard. People are not. It's true. What I'm telling you now, it's interesting because it really started from Zion. Zion Ches Tes was interrupted by Yud Yud Aleph. Zion Ches Tes, and then Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, Tes Vav. These are all talking, and Tes Zion, are all talking about wetness. And in all these cases, we have where wetness is more kal. If it's a wet chatzit, it's more kal. And in all of these, we have the same question. Is it because water penetrates, like the Bach says? Or is it because it's a, we assume it's Eina Makpedes?
Why did the Ramah wait till Yudalit?
So I don't know. The Ramah waits till Yudalit. The Shach on the Ramah says he's not going only on Yudalit. He's going on Tezvav too. He doesn't say before, he's going on before too. So I don't know. That could be an argument. But let's see Yudalit. And we'll learn Yudalit. We'll come back to this discussion in a minute.
If it becomes a glob on your hand and it's moist,
right? That's my question. That's exactly what I'm saying. If you have a glob of something moist on your hand, if it washes away, there's no shaila. Once it washed away, you're a taival. If it doesn't wash away, so then it should be a chatzitza.
Does it have to wash away, or it's diluted? Look at blood on the skin, you put it on the water, it's also going to be diluted.
If the mitzias is the water gets under it, it penetrates it. It penetrates. It's like a permeable material. Maybe. We had net material. It's not chatzitza. It's the water gets in. So that's what he means. But I don't see it. I don't really see it that way.
Oil is not
penetrated by water. Oil is a problem. Okay, Sifya Dalet. Tita Yoven. Now, even though Chanukah is coming, this is not Yovan. It's not the Greeks. Tita Yoven, you have a couple places in Tehillim. Right? Tita Yoven. Hoshieni may say mivar or something with tita yavein in Tehillim. So the tita yavein is a certain type of mud, a clay mud. Tita yaitzrim, also a type of a mud that yaitzrim used to make clay. The titrachim and the mud on the road. Hanitzisham tamen afilibi maisachama kolei luchaitzitzin. Real mud, sticky mud is a chatzitza. Obviously, it's a chatzitza. You marked it. Shar kol tit. Other types of mud, I don't know what type it is exactly. If it's moist and it would melt away in water, it's not a chatzitza. When it's dry, it's chaitzitz. Now, we do not mean that you went into the mikvah, you came out, it's not there anymore. Not there anymore, not to talk about. Of course, if it's not there anymore, it's not an issue. The shaila is, it's still there. So the Mechaber says it's not a chetzitza if it's lach. And on that, the Ramah says, Miu, mi makpedes, afilu b'dava lach chetzitz. If she's makpedes, even moist is chetzitz. Obviously, the vart is not that water penetrates it, because then even if you're makpedes, it's not chetzitz. So at least here in the case of tit, it is. That way, Shach Yud Tes says, on this Rama, koi gama sif shola acharzek, nisim amardachai. It's going to the next sif too. Now it bothers me, he doesn't say koi nami asif shalif neze. I don't know what to say. But we see, at least in the case of tit, or the next sif, ink, and honey, and fats, and blood, and sraf hateina, some type of a sap of a tree, that these things, lachim are not chaitzitz, but if you're mapid, then they're chaitzitz. Let's see, sif tezayin, sif tezvav, all the same. Di is ink. We have to talk about ink. But, and chelev, and dvash, and dam, and sraf teina, sraf tut. Tut, they say today, are strawberries. If it is or not, I don't know. Sraf acharuv, or carob, sap. V'sraf ashikma, min memine ateinim. Yiveshim chaitzitim, machemeinu chaitzitim. Shakal sraf, v'fil lachim chaitzitim. So, these things are chaitzitz. And again, the key is it wet or is it dry? Same thing, sif tezayin. Dam, blood, is blood a chatzitza? So we said in the previous sif, dam, which is wet, is not a chatzitza. Dam, shenisraf bebasar, afil lachayz. Shas says it means if you touch it with your finger and pick it up, you'll get a detachment to your finger. You get a line. So, okay, whatever it is, the point is that all these sifim, wet is not a chatzitza, dry is a chatzitza. You have a choice. You can learn like the Bach and say wet is penetrated by water, and that's the pshat that it's not chaitzitz. And you can learn, no, that wet, generally people are not makbid. It seems that the Ramal learned, the way I'm saying, the Ramal learned that wet is generally a person's not chaitzitz, and the Ramal says that if you have a person who is chaitzitz, then it is a, what? A person who is makbid, then it is a chatzitza. So, as far as I'm concerned, it seems that way. This is a gather of makpedas, and ain't a makpedas.
So, according to the
Mechaber,
which lach would be
only very fresh blood. That's not nisraf. A filu, v'shar kol asraf, the thick srafim, that's a chatzitza. The watery ones are not. A filulachim. The thick, if that means that they have a syrupy, they're thicker, then they are chayz. Now they have to be thicker than dvash, which is pretty thick. But, what? If it washes away, there's no shayla. Because even if you have a band-aid and you go in the mikveh and it washes away, you also tar. So it's not an issue. Now, I don't know. I have this problem with the Bach. I don't understand. The Bach is not Mishubba to the Mechaber. It's not Mishubba to the Ramah. My problem is with the today's Paiskim who explain these Sifim. The Badi HaShulchan, he explains this based on the Bach. That that's what he says. It's wet, it's wet, the water penetrates, and that's how he explains it. I don't understand. It's with the Ramah. Which one? So he's saying wet means not a thick wetness. That's what he's saying. If it's so thick, like Shar Kol HaSrafim, then it's chaitzitz, even if it's wet, but it's too thick.
This is in parentheses, it doesn't say Agos. Is that the Ramah?
It's definitely the Ramah, yes, no question.
It's based on a Mardukh Hayyam.
I know, it just doesn't say the word Agos, so they put it in the parentheses, but it's a now, the Grah held it was, right? The Grah has on it. Now, the question here is Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaZeh, it seems to me, that people are very makbid on dirt on the body, on sweat on the body. And anything that has a mamashis, people are makbid. You have to remember, we said makbid means, even if you're makbid le'itim, and not makbid to run to the shower the first minute, but you would be makbid just for an occasion. A person goes to a wedding, they do it. Not only that, we had earlier in Sivvav, when we talked about sweat in the hair, we said that sweat in the armpits, in the hair, we said that Isha Penuya, it's not a chatzitza, she's not chaitzitz. But Isha Nesua, chaitzitz, Penuya ain't a chaitzitz. What does that mean, Isha Nesua, chaitzitz? It means at a time that she's intimate, she doesn't want it there, she doesn't want to be all sweaty. Today, certainly that seems to be the case, that people are at least, at times, are very makbid on sweat on the body. And for that reason, it would seem that Bizman HaZeh, a lot of these dinim, we'll have some exceptions, but a lot of these dinim would be much more chomer than it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And I'm not telling you a chiddush, I'm telling the Ramah. The Ramah says in Mimak Pedes, then it's chaitis. Now I'm saying it goes on Sifu days as well. You can argue the point. If you don't like the Bach, so it penetrates. But the way I'm understanding, all these things are only heterim when a person is not makbid, and when a person is makbid, then it's a different story.
So why does it make a difference if it's moist or if it's a film? If it's not just makbid or not makbid, give you a rule, makbid or not makbid. What does that have to do with lach?
There's a certain umdina that's given. This whole simon has umdinas of things that are makbid. You're not makbid. So that's the whole. And a lot of simon kuf tzadiches are gedarim. Stomach, that's the way it is, unless you have a person who's different. Now, there are a few other pratim here. The question about a chatzitza in a maki mechusa in the guf. Now, the issue would be, let's say a woman goes to the mikveh, and she comes home, and on her back, she's got a, let's say an ink. We're going to talk later. Some ink is called Ein by Mamish. So our inks are very thin. It might be different. So let's say she has a smear of paint on a covered part of the body. She comes on after the mikveh. L'chatchila, she would take it off. It didn't come off. Is it a problem or isn't it a problem? What's the nidain? The nidain is it's a miyot shein makpedes. It's a small part of the body that's mechusa that a person is not makped on. So look at Taz Yud Zayin, where in part he's addressing this. It's a little short on language, so let's try to figure out what he's saying. So I'm sorry. Sif Yud Zayin goes on Simin Yud Sif Taz Yud Zayin goes on Sif Yud Zayin. So we still have to learn Yud Zayin. Okay, that's the last of this series that goes on these issues. Okay, so let's learn Yud Zayin. We'll come back to the Taz momentarily. Okay, Sif Yud Zayin. So we learned about all these things. All these things on the body. We're talking about if she's Eina Machtila, we get to take everything off. But for the Eved, she already went to the mikveh. A Miyot Sheina Machpedas, we know, is not a problem. So we said at the beginning, if she's not Machbid, but the world is Machbid, it doesn't help. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us these are things that people are typically not so Machbid on. Now, Sif Yud Zayin is very negeh. We're talking about makeup. Now, every woman knows that you got to get your makeup off before you go to the mikveh. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to agree with that. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and we have to understand. Shulchan Aruch says makeup is not a chatzitza. Sif Yud Zayin. Tzeva shetzoivis hanoshim al pneim v'yedeim. The coloring that women put on their faces and on their hands. V'seyaroshan, or they dye their hair. They dye their hair, it's not a chasitza. Chemishu tzaveya, in a separate heter. A man whose business, he's in the dyeing business, D-Y-E, dye, not the other type. He's in the dyeing business. So he walks around with his hands colored, that's part of the business. A painter, right? The yadav tzvuais, and wherever he goes, his hands are tzvuais. So in that case, it's not a chatzitza. Ain't a chaitzitz. The chemishum nasei li a shaychit. We're talking here about a man. We said it mentions man sometimes a ger. It's a ger. Ger has all the ain't a chatzitza. A man is a shaychit. Oy katzav or a butcher. The yadav tamid muluchlaches badam. And he walks around. His hands are bloody. It means dry blood. Ain't a chaitzitz. Shurai b'nei nezu ain't a makpidim. Because that's the way people are. If you work in Glatma, you walk around with bloody hands. Right? Yeah. Wrong. Today, people are makbid. Right. Today, no butcher walks around with bloody hands.
They wear gloves.
Even they wear gloves. So this is talking, we have to put ourselves in the time of Shulchan Aruch. People were not makbid, and therefore, it was not a chatzit. So we have to understand this din to apply it to other cases, and we'll see shortly. Now, regarding the makeup, first as an aside to learning the Shulchan Aruch. Why today are we so makbid on makeup? And the Shulchan Aruch says that the makeup is not an issue. So the answer, Ramesha writes, now I saw this in the Kuntris that they put out in MTJ. It's probably printed in an Igris Moshe by now too, although I didn't find it. Ramesha says that the problem with makeup today is that when makeup starts to fade or to chip, nail polish is not. So women might not be makpidais, but if they're going to a wedding, they want fresh makeup. And we have this klal that if the makpidais le'itim, if there's sometimes makbid, then that's enough to be a chatzitza issue. So the reason we're makpid on the makeup is because of the chashash. It's the lipstick is now fresh, it's already faded. So when a woman is going to come, now by lipstick, it might be a bad example, they take off the old lipstick, they just put on new. But other things, they wash their face, they take off their finger paint.
Before they go to sleep, a lot of times,
Because of the skin, because it doesn't let the skin breathe. So that's our issue. Our issue is that makpidosli itim. So b'di'eved, it would have to be a judgment call. If a woman went to the mikveh, and all her nails had fresh nail polish on them, and it wasn't peeling, it was fresh, she would go to a wedding that way. And b'di'eved, she was tovel, so I would think it's not a chatzitza. What am I going to do? It's a mechaber. Mechaber says it's not a chatzitza. We're saying that it's a chatzitza if the makpidosli itim. But if she comes out and it's good, and she yes, because she would go to a wedding that way, so then b'di'eved it would not be a problem. I was mesupik. I remember when we learned this, you were mesupik. I remember we found the Maramakim. If she has perfect nail polish, but only on one nail, the other nails are regular. So if she goes to a wedding, she would polish the other ones. But there are times that she just doesn't want nail polish. She had nail polish on everything, so she goes around that way. She has on one, at times she'd rather remove the one than paint all of them. So, I don't know. But
nail polish at the point that it's always perfect, that it's not being makbid, but if it's not perfect, it wouldn't be.
That's what I was saying. If it's a point where it's not perfect, and she would be makbid, like I said, to go to a wedding that way, then. I don't understand the whole nail polish business. I don't know. Do any men like nail polish on nails, on women's nails? Don't be ashamed. Tell me, people.
There are men who like
what?
Nail polish on men.
Yes, men.
Who notices it? Yes, they're buying shoes, right? Who notices a person's shoes? I don't know. So I don't know. Do the ladies put on nail polish for the other ladies? Why are they putting it on? What? Only for the other ladies. We all agree it's ridiculous, right? What? Not for the men, not for the ladies. Anyway, we're dealing with the reality of the way it is. Right.
So according to this, if she has fresh nail polish,
Shulchan Aruch says it's not a chatzitza. The lady in the mikveh is not going to let her in. But it says in Shulchan Aruch it's not a problem. Yeah. Now, what?
Hair dye.
Oil. What color is it? Flesh color. Suntan color. They put a paste on their hand. Has a mamashis? Let's see Chof Aleph. This is Shach Chof Aleph. Shach Chof Aleph brings two heterim for the dyes. Now the Shach is talking about hair. We'll talk about the skin as well. Now, why is hair dye not a chatzitza? You have a woman, she's graying, she dyes her hair black. So now we're saying it's not a chatzitza. So Zokta, why not? So the Shach brings two reasons. The question is going to be, do you need both reasons or either reason? That's always the problem. But let's see what the Shach says. Sarosha, if you have dye on the hair of the head, as opposed to other hair, I guess they don't dye, I don't know. Avo pishachai for raiva basa. The Shach, don't think, Reva Seir, don't think this is because Eina Makpedis. Eina Makpedis is a problem if it's Reiv. So the Shach, no, this is a bigger head. Afa Pisha Chaifa Reiv HaSeir, even though it covers most of the hair, still, Aikula, even all of it, Hariyuka Gufay Shal Seir, Sheina Chaitzis, VaSeir Hu Gufay Shal Adam. He says when you dye something, that becomes part of the body. The dye on the hair becomes part of the guf. Big chiddush. Becomes part of the guf. I think we all agree if I'm going to dye my jacket, and it's tameh in time of the Beis Hamikdash, I have to table it, no one will say you have to remove the dye from the wool. Wool is white. You have a woolen jacket, it has dye on it. No one will say that it's a chatzitza. It becomes part of it. What?
When the hair grows further.
Yeah, but right now the hair didn't grow further. The hair that grew further, you don't have to table it. It's not permanent. You can remove it. It's possible to remove it. But she doesn't plan. To her, it's like the body. It's like dyeing a jacket. Zokta Shach Vaita. Va'aid Shehamare minatzeva in by mamish. Because there's no mamashis. You touch a hair that's been dyed, you can't rub your nail and scratch some off. There's no mamashis there. Now a scientist will tell you, of course there's mamashis. But it means that there's no perception of mamashis. By ink, you have mamashis. I mentioned, and we'll talk about it next week, that our ink, if a person washes well, and there's still an ink on the skin, that's called ein bei mamish. We'll discuss that. But zok tishach, regarding the dye, you have two atayrim. One, it's kehagos. And B, it's ein bei mamish. Now, obviously, there's enough kamina. If you color your basar, your seyar, with something which does have mamashis, so now, the first reason, assuming you're leaving it there, it's hari kaguf, it would remain kaguf. The second reason, that by mamish, it's yesh by mamish. So this would be a nafgamina between the two, and we find the machlaikis apaiskim, the Sidre Tara, talks about Sidre Tara Lamed Gimel, is machmir, he says you need both. You need both, that it should be... okay, we're going to have to see. We have to learn the Taz. He learns that it's not enough that ein bei mamish, that that's not a heta by itself. You need another tziruf with it. By a tzeveya, you need that the dyer is not makpid. And by here, you need that it's kiguf. However, the lechem v'simlo, which is the kitzur, darach ha-shulchan, chachmas adam, they hold that ein bei mamish is a heter by itself. And that's the halacha l'maisa. That some of it's ein bei mamish is a heter onto itself. And presumably, hari kagufay is also a heter. However, Ramesh's masbir in a tshuva, and this is also in the first chelik of Yeridaya, this is tshuva kuf aleph, anaf hey. He's masbir that you can only say it's part of the guf if it's staying there. It's not going to be removed. There are no plans to remove it. Ramesh says, otherwise, why isn't your clothing kagufay? A person puts on nice clothing. Why is it different than dye? If you're saying it has nothing to do with ein bei mamish, it's a separate heter. What's the difference between clothing and dye? Difference is clothing you put on, you take off. So Ramesh says the same thing with these heterim. It has to be something you put on and it stays on. Eventually it fades. And you're going to have to put on new, or the hair grows, and you're going to have to put on new. But it doesn't have to last forever. But if it's something you remove and put on, then there's no such this heter doesn't apply. And if it's something that's there, and it just stays there, then you have the heter of hari kagu of ein bei mamish, or we'll see about hari kagufay as well. So this is the heter. What?
Women will cover hair.
Hold the hair.
Yeah.
So cover hair is no shayla, it's not a problem. That's the mechaber. The shach gives two reasons. Whether it's both reasons, one reason. Lamaisa, you have both reasons. And dying here is not an issue of a chatzitza.
It has no mamash, then how does it hide the original color of the hair?
Because a physicist will tell you it has mamish. If you have ink on your skin and you wash it a bunch of times, it's called ein bei mamish. You see blue, but that's called ein bei mamish. Ein bei mamish is, there's no perception of mamashes there. And that's what ein bei mamish means.
For example, hydrogen peroxide might wash away the original color.
But that's not what we mean. That there's no perception of yesh bei mamish. That's the idea of ein bei mamish. We're going to see it applies to ink as well, to dry ink as well. Now, the poskim talk about when someone eats. Remember, these are things that don't even exist today. Do you remember the red pistachio nuts?
Sure.
So after you ate them, your fingertips were red. Your fingertips were red. They talk about the red pistachio nuts in this regard, that's ein bei mamish. And they talk about iodine. Remember iodine used to go to the office, and you know, they used to put it on the cut and kill like the dickens, you know? You know why they used that? They tried to discourage the kids from coming to the office to put on the iodine. Now they put on things that don't hurt, so it's no big deal. The iodine was it red? It was red. It left you with a... I'm colorblind, I'm sorry. But it left a stain. So here, in the Badi Ashulchan, he brings that's ein bei mamish. I mean, you wash whatever you could, mamashes off of it. But beyond that, that's called an ein bei mamish. Now this ein bei mamish, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Brura in Siman Kuf Samach Aleph, which is Dine Chatzitza by Netilas Yadayim. I'm sorry, Sif Katan Yadalit, not Sif Yadalit. Mishnah Brura says, he goes on Asif, which is repeated there. There it says in Shulchan Aruch, that we know. Because he's not makbid. You have a regular person. So ink depends if there's mamoshes. So the Mishnah Brura says, what's a limer? Now this sounds like the Bach, the Badi Yashulchan, not like me. He's saying that the Yoy Lach is not chaitzitz, mitam shenimcha b'mayim, because it melts in the water. Umeya netila megiin legufay, and the water penetrates it. Hu adin letzavoim shein kamoid yoy, the same thing with these dyes, which are like ink. Davka shemamashay olav. So he seems to explain Lach the way I said. Then he says, ha im ein boy mamish, rak hazusa shel tzeva ba'alma, ein shayi chatzitza. If it only has a mare, no mamashes. Now, how am I going to say no mamashes? If you scratch it with your fingernail, nothing comes off. You put soap and you scratch it with your fingernail. It stays there. What remains when you try to soap it, you don't have to use steel wool on your hands. You don't have to peel off the skin. We're talking about above the skin. So Mishnah Brura says, ain't by mamash rachazusa shel tzeva bi'alma, ain't shaya chatzitza. Then on that, there's no issue of a chatzitza. So we have this psak of the Mishnah Brura. This idea that when diyoy comes to a state of ein by mamish, that's a separate heter. Which is saying is in shachachachof aleph that two bazundere heterim. There's one heter, it's kegufay, and there's one heter of a dover a shein by mamish. I still have to get to shafiyut zayin, but we'll have to leave it to that.